Good morning, and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa, your host. We've got a good show today. Phil's pick. We'll continue our one-hit wonders of the album rock era, and we'll talk about this year's Grammy nominations and whatever happened to the rock categories. And the best rock from all eras on WMFO.
Give me some water. it's cold and still. When you thought you'd had your fill, take all the time you will. This is not a test, it's not a drill. Take no prisoners, only kill.
Some nice harmonies on that one. That is post-prime Fleetwood Mac from 2003 in their album Say You Will. And we heard Eddie Money, Gimme Some Water, here at the top on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, good morning. It is the Monday morning after Thanksgiving. I hope you had a good one. It was certainly different this year. For me, I had a very small group of people that I celebrated with this year. But something good did happen. It felt normal. Like, did a bunch of things that made it feel very normal for me. The night before Thanksgiving, my daughter and I made corn chowder, which is our tradition every year. And then on Thanksgiving morning, we put the parade on TV, and there was the smell of turkey in the living room, and it really felt so normal. And for the first time, it made me hopeful that there actually will be a day when we go back to the way we used to live. It may take some time. There could be twists and turns. I'm sure there will be, but it will come. And so that was nice. And I hope you had a similar experience as we kind of usher in the holiday season in just a couple more weeks till Christmas and New Year's, and then of a hopefully better 2021. Also, I did talk to some listeners of the show who I hadn't spoken to for a while. And lately, everyone says the same thing. Phil's pick. I like Phil's pick. Tell me about Phil. So the legend of my friend Phil from Watertown continues to grow. Let's hear about this week's pick.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is The Good Old Days by John Paul White. John Paul White is a Nashville-based singer-songwriter, formerly of the band Civil War, which had won 4 Grammys. His music draws from country, rock, folk, and southern traditions. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe. Be kind.
Something going down in this simple place I grew up in. Boots are on the ground. Sing happy days are here again. Something in the
take away my solitude. Fire me up with your resistance. Put me in the mood. Storm the walls around this prison. Leave the inmates free, the guards. Deal me up another future from some brand new deck of cards. Take the chip off of my shoulder. Smooth out all the lines. Take me out among the rustling pines. Till it shines. Till it shines like an echo down a canyon, never coming back as clear. Lately I just judge the distance, not the words I hear. I've been too long on these islands. I've been far too long alone. I've been too long without summer in this winter home. Still, if we can make the effort, if we take the time, maybe we can leave this much behind. Till it shines. Till it shines.
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, Till It Shines. Bob Seger has a reputation of being a real hardcore Detroit rocker, but he probably has more ballads and soft rock radio hits than anything else, and that's one of them. It's called Till It Shines. And we heard John Paul White, this week's Phil's Pick, and the song was The Good Old Days here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Ron LaRussa here with you this morning. We will get to our one-hit wonder of the album rock era in just a moment. First, this public service announcement. Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross brings help and hope to people in need. Thanks to the support of everyday heroes like you, the Red Cross is able to respond to disasters big and small. They support military families, help ensure that blood is available when needed, and teach life-saving skills like CPR and first aid. So be a hero. Donate today. Visit the Red Cross at redcross.org, or you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. A public service announcement from Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO. Well, time for our one-hit wonder. People have asked me, what qualifies to make something a one-hit wonder? What scientific algorithm do you use? And I've come up with a very complex formula. Number one, you have to be able to sing along to it. Number two, you can't name another song by that artist. That's what makes it a one-hit wonder. So this week, we're talking about Jesus Jones. They formed in London in the late 80s. It was their second album that was released in 1991 that got a lot of attention for them. And the lead track from that album was a big radio hit. That year, they also won the MTV Music Award for Best New Artist. And their third album was very techno. By their fourth, they had faded back into obscurity. This week's one-hit wonder is Right Here, Right Now by Jesus Jones on Rock of Ages.
Now
Those are the Jayhawks, a very underrated band. A lot of really good songs, great harmony, and they've been around for a very long time. And that one is called Blue, and we heard Jesus Jones, Right Here, Right Now, which is this week's one-hit wonder of the album Rock Era. You're listening to Rock of Ages. We do this every Monday morning from 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock in the morning. We play the best rock from all eras. It's as if the album rock that many of us grew up with was still around today. I've always been an Oasis fan. They're a lot of fun to watch and to listen to, and the Gallagher brothers are the first dysfunctional family of rock with their public feuding and whatnot. Liam Gallagher has released a new single. It's called All You're Dreaming Of. It is not a Christmas song. He said the positive message was inspired by the holiday season, and so was the sound. His quote was, "Considering the year that we've all had, I hope this brings back some much-needed love and hope. Bing Crosby would have been proud." And when you hear it, I think you will understand the Bing Crosby reference. It's his first original music of the year and follows the release of his 2019 studio album, Why Me, Why Not? This is new from Liam Gallagher, All You're Dreaming Of on Rock of Ages.
Paint the night sky while the morning waits with a field of stars to keep the dark at bay. Take your spotlight underneath the moon. Sometimes a miracle is all that can carry you. Oh, what are you dreaming of? Is it the kind of love that'll be there when the world is at its worst? That'll cover you in kisses unrehearsed. When you're losing ground, still tell you that you're worth all you're dreaming of. Shut the pain, birds, come and rest their wings upon your windowsill without a song to sing. Close your eyes and disappear inside. All that is beautiful was following behind. Oh, what are you dreaming of? Is it the kind of love that'll be when you lose?
replacing the past. We've been cast out of the Now we're back in the fight. We're back on the train. The phone, TV, and the news of the world. Got in the house like a pigeon from hell. Through sand in our eyes and descended like flies. Put us back on the train.
Back on the Chain Gang with the Pretenders. And up top we heard Liam Gallagher, new from him, All You're Dreaming Of. I guess the rap against Liam Gallagher is he tries so hard to sound like John Lennon, and he really does in that song, but it's kind of nice. And he will be on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon on Friday night performing that song, if you are interested. And by the way, the Pretenders were for Terry, who was listening on Bailey Island, Maine this morning. She is one of those hardy year-round Mainers, and she doesn't listen live to the show, though. She's not around at 8 o'clock on Monday morning, but she listens on demand later in the week, and it occurs to me, I've never explained, that that's something that you can do. If you go to the WMFO.org website, and you click on the schedule, and then click on this show, there is an archive there. Shows are kept up for 2 weeks, the last 2 weeks of shows, so if you miss it live, there is another chance to listen to Rock of Ages. You know, on this show, we like to blend the new and the classic, and here is something that is new and classic. Just after the Beatles broke up in 1970, George Harrison released his first solo album, All Things Must Pass. It was a triple album set with album rock classics like My Sweet Lord, What Is Life, Isn't It a Pity, and others. And it was very successful, staying on the U.S. album charts at number one for, I think, 7 consecutive weeks. It was produced by Phil Spector, who, as you may know, is famous for the Wall of Sound production. And over the years, George regretted what he called over-the-top production of that album. Well, now to commemorate the 50th anniversary of that album, his estate is releasing a new mix of the title track, All Things Must Pass. His son Danny said, "Making this album sound clearer was always one of my dad's greatest wishes, and it was something we were working on together right up until he passed. But with the help of new technology and the work of producer Paul Hicks on this project, we are now able to make that happen. We can't wait for you all to hear everything we've been working on. So that sort of hints about more to come on this project. So this is a 2020 mix, new from George Harrison, All Things Must Pass, Rock of Ages.
Always gonna be this great.
Smashing Pumpkins. It's called Disarm. And up top, the 2020 release of All Things Must Pass by George Harrison. The vocal is much cleaner. The production is much crisper on that album. And we look forward to more of those as they get released on the 50th anniversary of All Things Must Pass. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for joining me. We've got a little ways to go till 9 o'clock this morning on Rock of Ages. On this day in rock, November 30th, 1982, the best-selling album of all time was released. Talking about Thriller by Michael Jackson, it was produced by Quincy Jones. It cost about $750,000 to make, and it earned him at least $100 million. It spent 37 weeks at number one, and the worldwide sales are really impossible to calculate with any accuracy, but apparently nothing is even close. And it also broke the color barrier on MTV as he became the network's biggest star. At the time, people questioned, was that even rock? And that brings me to the Grammys that I want to talk about a little bit this morning. The Grammy nominations were announced this week. They'll air on January 31st. Beyoncé leads the pack. She's got 9 nominations. Taylor Swift has 6, as do a couple of other. Now, rock has taken a far backseat in the Grammys. It has for many years. But they do still have Best Rock Album, Best Rock Song, and Best Rock Performance category. But as I look over the list this year, I'm struck by a couple of things. First, all the Best Rock Songs and Best Rock Performance nominees are women, or woman-fronted bands. And in fact, the Grammys in general are dominated by women in all categories this year, including country. Second, there's a real lack of household names in the list. And as I listen to the Best Rock Song nominees, I again am asking myself, are these even really rock songs? No, I am not a snob when it comes to new music. I'm not one of those get off my lawn guys who says that there hasn't been any good rock music released in the last 40 years. I'm not. But I don't know. What does it mean to be a rock song in 2020? Here's a case in point. I'm going to play one of the nominated songs now. It's called Kyoto. It's by Phoebe Bridgers. She's from LA. This is her second album. She's very talented. It's a good, catchy pop song. But is it rock? Is it the best rock song of the year? You can decide. This is Kyoto, Grammy nominated for Best Rock Song on Rock of Ages. Led Zeppelin. And we also heard Kyoto from Phoebe Bridgers, one of the nominated songs for the Grammy Rock Song of the Year. Is it rock? I don't know. Does it matter? Probably not. We are getting toward the end of the hour now, and as we enter the holiday season, the topic of family comes up a lot. I'm fortunate to have a good family, great kids, and amazing siblings. But no matter how old you get, you never stop trying to impress your big brother. I've been trying to get my big brother to listen to the show, but I've been reluctant to be too pushy because if he didn't like it, that would be very hard for me to take. So we were talking this week and the subject of the show came up and I decided to take a more indirect route. And I told him very casually, hey, if you have any requests, let me know. Well, he emailed me. Not only did he come up with a good request, but he also remembered how when we were kids sharing a room, we would listen to the radio together under the covers when we were supposed to be sleeping. And how cool it is now that he can request a song from me on the radio. So, that was a nice surprise. He also mentioned that Phil's pick is one of his favorite things about the show, but that's okay too. Now to his request. It's very thoughtful because it connects both of our worlds. Slade Cleaves grew up in Maine, where my brother lives, but he also went to Tufts, where I work, and of course is the home of WMFO. This is One Good Year by Slade Cleaves on Rock of Ages.
It's New Year's Day, just like the day before. Same old skies of gray, same empty bottles on the floor. Another year gone by, and I'm thinking once again, how can I take this losing hand somehow win? Just give me one good year, get my feet back on the ground. I've been chasing grace, but grace ain't so easily found. One bad hand can devil a man, chase him and carry him. Get out of here, just give me one good year. I'm burning oil, engines running rough. I drive from job to job, but it's never enough. I can't find the will to just step and get away. Some kind of chains holding me down, make me stay. Just give me one good year, get my feet back on the ground. I've been chasing grace, grace ain't so easily found. Him and carry him down. I gotta get out of here, just give me one good year. It's a bitter wind in your face every day. It's the little sins that wear your soul away. When you start giving in, where do the promises all go? Will your darkest hour write a blank check on your soul? Just give me one good year to get my feet back on the ground. I've been chasing grace. Grace ain't so easily found. One bad hand can devil a man. Good one can turn him around. I gotta get out of here. Just give me one good year. I gotta get out of here. Just give me one good year.
Well, that brings us to the end of another exciting episode of Rock of Ages. Thank you so much for listening. This is Ron LaRussa. I will be back next Monday morning at 8 o'clock. Until then, have a great week, a good weekend, and we will see you on the other side. Take care.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled